Lovely welcome to the podcast episode and series The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. So today I would like to talk with you about customer experiences I had as I was doing due garden, in fact, with them. So, and also to give you a better idea and understanding, in fact, why we do the things as we do and why this tool, you know, why this method is in fact such a crucial one for us to really do and work on your transformation. And trust me, it's going to be a very interesting one for you, and I give you some real examples and that you also understand in fact what we're doing. So be excited and let's get started. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Yes, thank you very much for listening again to this episode again. And as I told you in the entrance, yes, it is a very interesting one because in this one, I would like to tell you and give you some customer experiences I could collect over the last years while I was doing these tools and these methods, in fact, with customers, with women coming into my coaching lounge. And the thing is really, you know, that this deep dive, this process work we just introduced you in the last episode, part number one, in fact, you know, what kind of psychological effects this one is, you know, triggering on and why we're using it, in fact. And we just showed you a version, first of all, you know, when we do this together, this is like the last time how we introduced that to you. And also in the long run, I would like to, you know, when we make it already in this episode, then it will tell you, you know, what you can do in the long run to do that really yourself, you know, what is the trick behind it and what kind of method you can use. In fact, you're doing this really yourself, but up till, you know, that you really get to this level, we still do some practical things together, some, you know, some exercises. And when we do this together, of course, we do it as we did the last time, which means I read out a question and then you answer and you write this down for you. And then I asked the next question. And as you realized already in the last part one, and I'm sure you were also a little bit thinking about, though I gave the introduction, you know, don't worry about my question. I was asking more concentrate on you and the process and what these questions are doing with you, that you still were wondered a little bit about it. So why is it always the same stupid question? And this happens to anyone. Really, anyone who comes into my coaching lounge, this is exactly the absolutely, you know, the right reaction from anyone, okay? And it's interesting because though you explain it, you know, then you still have the following reactions. And I'm sure you had also these ones in mind. So I'm just, you know, give you some examples. There are some women who come in, you know, and when you always get the same questions, you know, then you see in their faces that they start to get insecure. Some of them start to get, you know, you see them mad and starting to get angry, you know, that maybe the eyebrow is going up and, you know, they look at you suspicious and think about, oh, does she really know what she's doing, you know. And also some, you know, start to get a red head because, you know, they get internally so angry, so why are they asking always the same stupid questions? And some also start to get loud, you know, they... Also, some, you know, they give you the feeling, in fact, that they think that you don't take them serious, all right? And also, some start, you know, to move around, you know, like they cannot stand still, so that they really see, you know, that they have to move, they need another position, they're moving their arms all the time, you know? And this is very interesting because just what kind of, you know, when you think back about what kind of reactions you had. And now I would like to talk with you about what is in fact really happening. And, you know, the way we are asking, in fact, and always that it's the same question. First of all, the type of question is about expectations, you know. And then, you know, when they have maybe one answer, they're very good, you know, at the beginning, you know, because never has ever asked him about their expectations. And the thing is that we think we know what an expectation is, but when we can then get asked so precisely about this particular, you know, situation, this critical partner. Now tell me, seriously, what is your expectation? Or what was your expectation at that particular situation? And again, maybe you were lucky and you have one or two ideas, you know, clearly. But after that, right away, you know, you have no idea. And this is typically, and this is exactly what we do. And that's the reason why we keep on asking this question, you know, always the same one with the same tone, with no pressure, in fact, but we keep on asking this question. And by doing so, this psychological effect starts triggering off, starts, which means then you sit here, someone is asking you a question, and then you give right away the answer, and then you're happy, lucky, whoosh, so we can get the next question. But this is not happening in this exercise. And this is then, in fact, triggering off the psychological effect that you, as an I have to give now an answer position, you start to be under pressure. In fact, that you have to say something. And you not always can say the same thing. So you have to think of another expectation, which you, in fact, this other person did not meet to you or has not met, or not whatever was the thing. But it's always the same question. So you have to find right away, in no second, another smart answer. And as you have never thought about this so precisely, and you were never really, you know, analyzing, in fact, this situation so deeply, deep dive process, you know, that you have no answer ready. And that's exactly the point. And by asking this type of questions over and over and over again, and putting you therefore in the position now, really think about it, because I want more information. Then you get automatically into this pressure situation. And this is exactly where we want to have you. We want you that you get right away into this blank situation that you need to start digging, you know, inside what is another smart answer? What is really another expectation this person did not meet or has met for you? And, you know, and by doing this, we kick you out of your comfort zone. Because this is what you see, you know, when people start to get right away nervous because you're not in control of the situation, you know, they start to feel insecure, they start to feel alone, and then of course these overreactions, you know, this explosion, for example. I really had someone in front of me, as I think was asking five or six times the same question. That he was jumping as he was sitting, you know, he was jumping right on his both teeth feet, and he was freaking out. And I'm just repeating, I was just asking a simple question. And I would like to emphasize that I explain him before we started with this Duden technique. I explain him, in fact, very literally what is now happening, and he should concentrate on himself and the question, and not about my question, in fact. And he was still literally, I'm straight, freaking like this out, but just simply asking a question. All right. And these are these overreactions which come out. And exactly. So, you know, and this is, in fact, you know, what we're really looking for. By this, you see right away that this person has left the comfort zone. And this is what we want, you know, and this is the reason why I like to invite people to my coaching lounge, because here in this area, in this neutral zone, everything is allowed to be. So the reason why this person, in fact, you know, this woman was freaking out, you know, was because she always had to not allow this personality to be alive, you know, to this personality to allow to be, you know. But that is doch truly her. And you will understand the more we do this kind of coaching thing together here, and the more we move on, you know, then you will truly understand why this is so deeply, really important. So, and we really want you to get out of this comfort zone. We really want you to really start digging, you know, to really get and let your true self thoughts and feelings out, you know. And this is really what we're looking for, all right? And when people really start to get and show these overreactions, just to sum this up and also make the bridge to the last episode, we were like, you know, explaining this living phase model of you know, change process, in fact, you know, then when you show the true you, the true emotions of you, you know, then this is a sign, in fact, for that you go through the valley of tears. So that you really work on your emotions, because you let them out, and that you really face the true you, okay? Because you are all emotions which are inside of you. And always, you know, when we are in, you know, outside there, you know, at the work, or when we meet the family or so on, you know, it's always some part of me which I show, but not always all of me. And that's the reason why I love my coaching lounge, because here in this coaching lounge, everything is allowed to be. So always when we do, you know, these exercises together, this is exactly where I want you to be at, you know. This is the mode we need from you, all right? So I hope I could make this point really clear to you, and also by, you know, giving you one or two custom examples, you know, when you do this Dyot technique with them, you know, how they react and how it was for them, you know. And in fact, you know, the first time we do it like this, you know, that I ask the question and you answer and you write it down then for you. But in the long run, you know, when you have a little bit more training behind it, and this is in fact, you know, what I up till now really do on a regular basis, and you know, that I write down the question on the piece of paper which I have in my little notebook, and then I write down as much what comes in my mind really for myself. So I read out the question for me, then I answer it for myself, which is coming up for me right away. And if it's just a word, it's just a word. If it's a sentence, it's a sentence. When it's an entire story, it's an entire story. It doesn't matter, you know. And super great, then I write it down. And when I've done that, I reread the question for me, and I give the next answer and write it down. Is also possible, but really just, you know, as you know, as a little advanced version of it. And it's a super great exercise. I can highly recommend it to you. And we still have part number two to come, which I would now like to put to the next episode. We already talked quite a long for this one. So for the time being, I hope you also enjoyed this extra custom experience episode, which I wanted to you know, to share with you. And I would say up to the next one. So thank you very much for listening. If you have additional questions, as always, just shoot me a message. You're more than welcome to do so. And if you would like really to speed up your transformation, that you can do this much, much faster and not everything alone, of course, get in contact with me for your free consulting call, and we have a closer look into your situation and what is the best for you to do now. So thank you very much. Up to the next one. Ciao, ciao.